Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Cordwright Construction of Oneida. The right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg. All together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg. You better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Tom Meredith and Eric Gibson with GHS Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
At John Peel Gym, Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, Streaks in their home white, trimmed in silver and black. Peoria Christian, I was saying Crusaders, they're the Chargers apparently, in their road purple, trimmed in gold and white. Streaks win the tip and have the basketball. Peoria Christian comes out in a 2-3 zone. Streaks start Lexi Daniels, Raina Gully, Kylie Townsville, Kayla Townsville, and Shaylee Florin. This is Kayla Townsville, left wing for three. That's too strong. Rebound comes down to the Chargers, Madison Fisher. Long down court pass to Jody Mahassey. She puts it up, can't hit, and Shaylee with a rebound, and a reach goes against Kashana Watson. Also in there are Jordan Myroth, Marilyn Showalter, and Abby Taylor for Peoria Christian, who is coached by Greg Myroth. Of course, the Streets coached by Evan Massey, 38th year, 831 wins, 308 losses.
Streets with some great ball movement on that first possession, worked it inside-outside, used the high post through Kylie Townsville, but unfortunately just a little off with the shot from Kyla.
Now a nice drive by Lexi on the right baseline. Stops and pulls up with a jump shot from about 10. Puts it up and in. That's good to see from Lexi. A little bit different part of her game. As Shaylee knocks it away on the fronting down low against Kashana Watson. And the Streets come up with a steal. It's Raina, right wing to Lexi. Top of the key, Raina with it. Oh, nice backdoor pass to Kylie Townsville. Left side, lay it up and in. I don't know how everybody was watching. Nobody knew who that pass was going to. And she threaded the needle to Kylie Townsville, who lays it up and in. Streets lead 4-0.
Kylie and Raina were the only two that knew where that ball was going. And it was a great connection. You're right. From way up top on the key, a nice bullet pass in by Raina right over the top of everyone else. And Kylie played it perfectly.
I was going to say, I hope we got the five call because the official had put her hands out there at least five times, I think, and then finally got a great defense, not only by Lexi Daniels up on the ball, but the rest of the Streaks cutting off the passing lanes. So Streaks get it on back-to-back turnovers by Peoria Christian. 6:40 to play first quarter. Streaks lead at 4-0. Backdoor pass from Raina to Kayla Townsville this time on the left side. She lays it up and in and make it 6-0 Streaks. On the dribble across midcourt, this is Madison Fisher for Peoria Christian. Drives in, lays it up, too strong. Rebound tipped up and knocked away and taken by Kylie Townsville. Kylie on the run across midcourt, right side. Stops and gives to Kayla Townsville between the circles out near the volleyball spike line. Left wing to Raina, back to Kayla. Dribbles left against the 2-3 zone. Now to Lexi on the volleyball spike line, right wing to Raina. Down on the low block, it goes to Shaylee, bounces in the paint, stops with a left-handed hook shot up and good. See that Shaylee's got a little bit of a shiner on that on the right eye. Must have taken an elbow in practice this week.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Or taking at the Thanksgiving table.
Yeah. I don't remember anything in the games last week.
Streaks lead at 8-0, 5:45 to play here in the first quarter. This is Jordan Myroth, drives to the right baseline, cut off nicely by Kayla Townsville. Now Myroth has it back on the right wing after the pass from Showalter. Myroth, top of the key, penetrates down the right side of the lane, throws up the runner, no good. Shaylee with a rebound, and the outlet to Raina. Raina on the run across midcourt, right of the center circle. Spins toward the free throw line, down the left side of the lane, puts it up with the right hand off the glass, got it, and she's fouled. What an outstanding move by Raina. There were three purple jerseys, kind of had their back turned. She got to the right elbow, spun into the paint, and was able to go up, and I think they got a hold of her left arm as she started going up, and she was able to muscle it up with the right arm and put it up and in. And she goes for the traditional three-point play.
Yeah, very strong play right there by Raina. She was able to absorb contact, and we've seen her do that quite often since she's been on the squad. She does a great job of taking contact and then finishing, something you see usually from bigger post players, not usually from the guard who is one of the smaller players on your team.
Streaks pitching a shutout so far, 11-0, 5:21 to play first quarter. Kaylin Boydston in for the Streaks, as is Emily Minert, as Raina Gully and Shaylee Florin get a break. Now nice look underneath to Watson, Kashana Watson on the pass from Myroth. And Peoria Christian is on the board, make it 11-2. So Watson with the first basket. Now it's Kaylin Boyston, free throw line pass tipped up and stolen away by Myroth, the coach's daughter. And her pass is knocked away by Kayla Townsend. Kaylin Boyston comes up with it.
Yeah, it looked like Kayla just out of a little bit of self-defense. That ball was come right up by her shoulder. She was able to just kind of set it into the air on a volleyball set.
Left baseline, Lexi, a wide open three. That's too strong. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Madison Fisher for Christian. Now get it across midcourt. Marilyn Showalter with it out high on the right side, working against Kaylin Boyston. Cuts her off nicely, still on the dribble, picks it up, looking for help now. Throws it to the high post and just really was trying to get rid of the ball and overthrew it. Emily Meinert comes up with it for the streaks to Kaylin. Now left wing, Kayla Townsend. Back out to Kaylin. She directs some traffic, picks up, and gets to Lexi on the volleyball spike line. Back to Kaylin on the left side. Now into the low block, it goes to Kylie Townsend, and a foul push from behind is going to be called on Madison Fisher. Yeah, that was a good pass. Over the top of the taller players, Emily Meinert and Watson on the near side, that Kaylin Boyston got that pass through there. As that is the second foul on Watson. I thought the first foul had gone against, I had the wrong one. So Watson with two fouls, both team, or no, I guess they do have three team fouls. And now we got a foul on the inbound, and Shaylee's going to go to the free throw line as she and Raina check back in to replace Kayla and Kylie. So Shaylee gets it in the post, goes up, can't hit, but she's fouled. And that foul went against Fisher there that time.
I think it was actually Watson.
Oh, was that Watson? Well, because yeah, Watson got the last one. Okay. Well,
no, Watson sure only's got one.
So somebody's got four team fouls now. Shaylee, a rare miss.
Yeah,
the
Watson
line
has one, Fisher has one, and Mahasi has two.
That's it. Okay, Mahasi with two. Okay, so Watson just one. Second shot from Shaylee is up, and that one is good. She's got three. Make it 11-2 streak, or excuse me, 12-2 streak should be. With 4:07 to play in the first quarter. And on the inbound, jump ball. Nice job by Lexi and Emily Meinert. And the possession arrow pointing toward Peoria Christian.
Well, the official actually wasn't paying attention because when Jordan Myroth was on the ground struggling to try to get that ball, her legs were actually out of bounds. So it should have been streak ball on the on her laying out of bounds.
Now a 2-on-1 break for Christian, but nice job by Raina Gully to get back and cut off the ball handler, Abby Taylor. Now it's Myroth with it out high on the right side. To the left side, it goes to Fisher. Fisher working against Emily Meinert. Now left wing, this is Showalter. Streaks playing some really good defense here tonight against an outmanned Peoria Christian team. Now down the left side, it's Fisher. Kicks it out on the wing to Showalter. Nearly stolen away. Showalter able to get control of it. Now this is Fisher. Drives down the right side, kicks out. Stolen away by Raina. Oh, lost the handle on it, and Myroth comes up with it. Myroth down the left side, spins in the paint, traveled, and, yep, they're going to call that. But I wasn't sure if they're just going to let the turnover go because the streaks came up with it, but she did travel with it. Then Galesburg gets it back with 3:23 to play in the third quarter, leading 12-2.
Fifth turnover so far for Peoria Christian. Mahasi back into the game for Watson. Mahasi has, as we stated earlier, two fouls.
Galesburg High boys with a chance to, they will win the tournament with a win tonight as the streaks pass knocked out of bounds as Moline just lost to Chicago. Who were they playing that game?
King.
Lost to King. So with that loss, the streaks, the only undefeated team left in the tournament. So with a win tonight over Notre Dame, they would win the tournament as Myroth steals it away. But nice hustle by Emily Meinert to get it back from Myroth. Now a dish underneath from near midcourt. Raina Gully to Lexi Daniels, and she lays it up and in. Great court vision again by Raina Gully, and we've grown accustomed to that as we got a foul on the floor, a bump before a shot was put up. It's going to go against Kaylin Boydston. That's her first team foul on the streaks here tonight.
Raina, 3 points, 3 assists here in the early going, so she's gotten herself off to a nice start.
2:54 for the first quarter. Streaks lead of 14-2, so we'll have Streaks boys basketball coming up immediately following this game. We'll cut out. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and then cut out, and Brad and Jim will take over for the Streaks and Notre Dame. Shot three-pointer missed by Fisher. Rebound put up and no good by Mahasi, and now the Streaks have it. It's Raina Gully. Long pass to Alexi Daniels, right wing. Back to Raina out high right side. Was looking for Emily Meinert down there in the post. Couldn't get it to her. Now Kaylin to Shaylee on the left post. Puts it up off the glass and in. Great ball movement by the Streaks, and Greg Myroth calls a timeout. And this will be a
full timeout.
We'll take one as well. 2:24 to play first quarter. Streaks lead at 16-2. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan's 5th Annual Fill a Frontier Food Drive is going on now. 10 cans get you an additional $500 off your best deal on any vehicle purchase. You can save $1,000 and get 0% for 72 months on brand new Sentras. Or how about saving $2,000 plus 0% for 72 months on the best-selling Altima? The biggest deals of the year with our Fill a Frontier Food Drive to benefit Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission. Huge savings going on now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
Silver Streaks girls basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Bard Optical on Henderson Street.
News, talk, sports on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
2:24 to play, first quarter. Streaks lead it over Peoria Christian 16-2. And the Streaks will come out with full court pressure. Sage Milroy in for the Streaks. Kayla Townsville. Kylie Townsville back in as well. Granite Gully. Shaylee Florine on the floor. This is Myroth on the dribble for Peoria Christian. Top of the key. Stops and tips it out to Showalter. Working against Milroy. Now between the circles, it is Fisher. Fisher in the paint or at the free throw line goes to Myroth. Spins and cut off nicely by Kayla Townsville. But a nice dish down on the block to Watson. Shot blocked by Shaylee. And Raina comes up with it. To Sage Milroy, right wing, and her pass is stolen away by Myra. She's a good little player. She plays really hard. Gets it to Fisher, left wing. 17-footer is good. So Madison Fisher with her first basket, make it 16-4. Streaks. Out on the left side, this is Kayla Townsville with it. Puts it on the floor, gets to Raina between the circles. High post, it goes to Kylie Townsville. Foul, a bump from behind is going to be called on Madison Fisher.
That's going to be her second.
So five team fouls now on Peoria Christian. Ellen Junk checks in for the Streaks. Ellen, a 5'7 junior. Sage Milroy is a 5'7 junior as well. Shaylee will take a seat and get some rest with 1:36 to play here in the first quarter. Into Raina, baseline three-pointer. Right side is no good, too strong. Sage Milroy with a rebound and gives to Raina. Now to Sage, left wing. Back to Raina, out between the circles. And she's going to penetrate the zone. A nice bounce for Ellen on the left block. Shot is blocked, though, by Fisher. Fisher comes up with it. Now the Streaks get it back on the Peoria Christian turnover. Raina to Kayla Townsville, left wing. Now to Raina. Tried to bounce for Kylie Townsville on the left block, and it went off the foot of, I believe, let's see. Well, this must be the other one they had. No, Jessa Keezer, who's in for Peoria Christian. Left baseline, Kayla Townsville for three, in and out, no good. Rebound comes down on the weak side to Myroth. Myroth gives to Fisher. Fisher on the run, stops on the right wing, right on top of the three-point arc. Gets to Myroth out high on the right side, working against Kayla Townsville. Right baseline outside the three-point arc to Kayshana Watson. Working against Ellen Junk, and she, ooh, boy, late whistle call. I mean, I think she just lost her footing, but Ellen Junk's getting a call for a foul. She took off, and I think she, like, caught her the toe of her shoe on the floor and tripped and fell. It was kind of a late whistle. So, unfortunately for Ellen Junk, she was the closest one there, so she got called for a foul. That'll be the second team foul on the Streaks. 45.3 to play first quarter. Inbound comes to Myroth on the left side. Drives into the paint. Runner is up. Too strong. Rebound, Kayla Townsville. Kayla on the run with it now. Kayla down the right side of the lane and split the defenders and a blocking Whoa. Call. I wasn't sure if they were going to call a travel or a block.
I thought there was a travel, so I think Kayla might have gotten away with one there, but she'll take it and she'll go to the line and shoot free throws.
Kayshana Watson picks up her, let's see. No, they said that's Watson's third foul right there, according to PA announcer Bill Allison. So she's got three as Kayla Townsend goes to the free throw line and hits the first. And
no, Mahasi has three.
Mahasi's I'm sorry.
11.
I think you're getting 11 and 1. That's the problem. Yep, 11 and 1. Okay. So, and I've got two 11s in the scorebook because that's how they had it on the roster. And the other one is, we don't even know what number she might be because the other player on the bench
didn't
have their warm-ups on or off. Second free throw up and good as well by Kayla. Make it 18-4. Streaks 29.1 to play. And we've got a bump foul against the Streaks, and it's going to go against Kayla Townsville. That'll be her first foul. Three team fouls on the Streaks. 18-4, the Streaks lead. 29.1 to play first quarter.
Yeah, I don't think the other players even dressed. She's wearing sweatpants. And
no wonder they have such a short bench. They've only got nine players listed anyway. Abby Taylor checks back in. They've got four sophomores And three of them start for this team for Coach Greg Myroth. Out high right side, this is Taylor with it. Now right of the center circle to Myroth. Out high on the left side, it's Watson. Now top of the key, it goes to Taylor. Dribbles right, and a pass knocked away by Kayla Townsend. Kayla is able to come up with it. Kayla Townsend stops, and her pass is stolen away by Myroth. Myroth strictly right-handed, goes from one side of the floor to the other, scooped up a shot with the right hand, no good. Kayla's going to get charged for the reach on that shot. I mean, Myroth, she had it on the left side of the floor and, like, completely circled around to the right side to go to the right side of the basket there. Second foul on Kayla, so Jordan Myroth will go to the free throw line. First time the Chargers have been to the free throw line here tonight, and she missed that one. Lexi Daniels back in. She'll replace Kayla Townsend. 6.2 to play first quarter. 18-4 is the streak's lead. Second shot away from Myroth. That's no good. And Kylie Townsend with a rebound. Outlet to Reyna. Down court it goes to Lexi on the right side. Fires a long three. Good! Just before the buzzer. Great fast break by the streaks. Lexi able to turn and gather herself. And not, I mean, not, we've seen threes out that far. She's probably out about 24, 25 feet. Lexi puts it up and in. First three of the ball game, and we have played one quarter of basketball. It is Galesburg 21, Peoria Christian 4. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM, 1400 AM, WGIL, and WGIL.com.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
The only problem with hiring Courtright Construction to pour your driveway or sidewalk is it's really going to make your neighbors look sad in comparison. So don't even consider Courtright unless you don't mind being the envy of the neighborhood. To see the level of perfection I'm talking about, visit CourtrightConstruction.com.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts. And by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible. Corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
The annual Peoria Farm Show opens its three-day run on Tuesday, and WGIL Midday will take you there. I'm Jim Lee. Join me for a special broadcast starting at 10:30 from the Peoria Farm Show Tuesday on WGIL.
One quarter in the books from John Thiel, Jim, Tom Aerdith, Eric Gibson, the Galesburg Silver Streaks leading the Peoria Christian Chargers 21-4. Reyna gets called for travel.
Don't see that very often.
No, a quick move from the top of the key, and Reyna called for the travel. Streaks will pick up with full-court pressure. Streaks bring out Kylie Townsend, Reyna Gully, Lexi Daniels, Sage Milroy, and Shaylee Florine. This is Myroth on the dribble, top of the key. Right wing goes to that's Keezer, and she gets called for the travel. That one's a little more obvious than Reyna's was.
Myroth showing some nice speed there. She took Reyna a little bit by surprise. Reyna tried to check her on D in the backcourt, and Myroth ran right by her.
Myroth, the senior for this Peoria Christian team, as Reyna tried to throw it over the top to Lexi. Got tipped. Lexi comes down with it now. Kylie Townsend, Lexi, right corner for three. Good! Her second of the ball game. Her last two shots made threes. She's got 10 quick points here. Make it 24-4 streaks. 7:17 to play in the first half. Right wing, this is Taylor. Out high it goes to Keezer on the right side against Lexi, and timeout called by Greg Myroth. Didn't like something that he saw down there. I don't know if it's the defensive end not getting a hand in Lexi Daniels' face or if it was on the offensive end not liking the setup just coming out of the timeout for the end of the quarter. But a 30-second timeout with 7:09 to play in the half.
Well, the Streaks doing kind of what we expected them to do in this game. They've come out and dominated the whole way through so far. Five turnovers, probably a little bit more than Coach Massey would want to this point, but it's not as if they weren't aggressive turnovers. Usually it's trying to squeeze a pass in somewhere. And those are the kind of opportunities you take in games where you kind of have a handle on things. You're just trying to get the easiest possible basket as opposed to settling for longer jumpers that you might have to settle for against the teams that have a little bit more size and defensive ability.
Yeah, over and back on the inbound. That's too bad. I mean, the inbound pass from Keezer to Myroth, it was a little bit behind Myroth, and she was kind of standing right on the she started in the front court and kind of stepped into the back court when she grabbed it.
Well, as the passer, you've got to know. You can't put your the receiving player in no man's land, which is what they did passing it so close to the half-court line.
Lexi for three on the left wing can't hit, but Shaley's going to be called for going over the back on the rebound. She got up in time. I think she would have been fine, except going up late in front of her was Fisher, and there was some contact after Fisher tried to go up after the ball. I think Shaley had actually gone up cleanly in the first place.
Right, and then it was just the contact after the fact. I think you're right.
24-4, Streaks lead. Kind of token full-court pressure here. Myroth brings it across right of the center circle against Reyna. Goes to the right wing, picks up, kicks out to Showalter. Now back inside, and a bump foul is going to go against
Reyna.
Okay, Reyna, that'll be her
first
foul. 16 fouls now on the Streaks. And inbounding for Peoria Christian will be Madison Fisher from the right baseline. Fisher bounces for Watson, wide open on the left block, and missed the shot, and the rebound was tipped and went off Shaley last, so they'll try it again from the right baseline. Kashana Watson, I mean, she had a wide open look there and just couldn't get it to drop.
Well, and Shaley did not recognize the fact that the player came behind her and then wasn't aggressive enough going after the rebound. Shaley's got to make sure she gets that rebound.
Now Reyna backs it away, and Lexi comes out with it. Back to Reyna on the run, down the right side, into the paint, up off the glass, got it, and she is fouled. What a nice move again. She swung back from the right to the left in the lane, strong up with the right hand, the runner up and in off the glass, and the foul went against Kashana Watson. That is her second. And Reyna goes to the free throw line. Another chance at a traditional three-point play. Had one earlier in the game, and it's 26-4 Streaks. As Kaylin Boydston checks back in, as does Emily Meinertz. And Kayla Towns waiting to check in for Reyna after the free throw.
For those Illini fans that are listening here for girls basketball, Illini trail number 4 Iowa State, 40-39 at the half.
So the Illini right in, they actually looked pretty good against UAB, but that was not number 4 Iowa State, though.
No.
But they did get Kendrick Nunn back, and that made a difference in the game.
Jaylen
last night.
And Jaylen Tate. I think they needed that point guard bad on that offense.
So Reyna with the three-point play. Now Kaylin Boyson gets called for the block, and that is going to be her second foul. And 17 fouls on the streak, so that's going to put Jordan Myroth at the free throw line with a chance to win a bonus. Missed two free throws earlier. 6:27 to play first half. Streaks lead at 27-4. Well, if we keep going at this pace, we'll have a continuous clock in the fourth quarter. Jordan Myroth shot us up, and she made that one. She'll get the bonus. Nice to have the cheerleaders here tonight. It's a decent-sized crowd, but no students here really tonight. So not a lot of noise. It's not, you know, just not so much to get excited about here tonight, except the fact that Streaks are dominating the game as Myroth hits the second. Sure, it'll pick up a little bit when the boys come in against Notre Dame a little bit later on this evening, and we'll have it for you here on WGIL. Left wing, Lexi Daniels to Kaylin out high. In the paint goes to Shaley. Spins back to the left, puts it up and in. Nice move by Shaley. Went down, drop step to the right, spun back to the left, put it up and in.
Yeah, and Shaley is showing that great footwork and soft touch she has around the rim.
Oh, nice pass from Myroth on the left side. Wide open was Jessa Keezer, and I thought she traveled with it, but she lays it up and in. And they get 29-8 Streaks. Kayla Towns with left wing, drives baseline, leans in, up off the glass, rolls around and finally falls through, kind of hung up there on the rim, and finally fell through. She's got 6, make it 31-8 Streaks. This is Showalter with it out right of the center circle against Kayla Towns. Now picks it up, looking for help. Gets to Fisher, left of the center circle. Now to Myroth, leans in, and travel call. I was going to say, I didn't think there was contact there. She tried to scoop a shot up, and she kind of went up into the arm of Kaylin, trying to get between Kaylin and Shaley. But Myroth traveled with us. Streets get it back with 5:30 to play in the half, leading 31-8. Oh, now a steal by Myroth once again. Myroth lost the dribble, able to get it back, and she's got it out high on the left side. Myroth on the dribble. Carries it, no call, with nobody guarding her, really. Right wing, it's Taylor. Now goes out high to Keezer. Back to Myroth on the right wing, and nice defense by Shaley fronting. Got her hand around in front of Keezer. Shaley knocks it out of bounds, and the Chargers will have it back on the right baseline with 5:04 to play. How many turnovers do they have?
They have 12.
12 already.
Jordan Myroth, not a bad-looking player. You would have loved to seen her tighten up her handle a little bit, and there's another turnover, make that 13 now for the Chargers.
That was just a bad inbound pass. It went right off the foot of Fisher. She had no chance. 5 minutes to play, first half, 31-8, Streaks lead. This is Kayla Townsend with it. Out high on the left side, swings it over to Lexi. Now it's Kaylin between the circles to Shaley. High post, kicks it out to Lexi for three, right wing, in and out, no good. Rebound tipped up by Emily Minor, couldn't bring it in, and it comes down to Taylor for Christian.
But another good possession of ball movement there by the Silver Streaks. Inside, outside, swung the ball around, and Shaley got the ball, and within seconds was delivering out to Lexi for an open three.
Emily Minor gets called for a push as she kind of cut off Fisher coming across the lane. Fisher's going to go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus. Fisher with a couple of points on a basket earlier in the game. 4:40 to play first half, 31-8 Streaks. Free throw up, no good. Rebound tipped up and grabbed by Shaley. Nice block out by both Shaley and Emily Minor. Have the size advantage, but they blocked out as they should anyway. This is Lexi out high right side to Emily Minor down on the right block. Can't hit the shot. Weak side rebound. Shaley up off the glass. Got it, and she's fouled. I think she's going to go against Abby Taylor. And it does go against Abby Taylor. That is her first foul. 18 fouls now on Peoria Christian. As Raina checks back in, she'll give Lexi a break, and Shaley back to the free throw line where she's one of two tonight.
Yeah, trying to get back into the double digit column.
Yeah, 9 points thus far.
I think she's been there every game so far this year.
Yeah, I believe so. And a couple over, what, two or three over 20 now.
Yeah.
So Shaley, 6'1 senior at the free throw line, shot in and out and rolls off, no good. Shaley, of course, signed a letter and intent to continue her career at Division II McKendree College down in the metro east area down near St. Louis, Lebanon, Illinois. Now we've got a hand check foul. Kaylin Boydson picked up her third foul now.
Kaylin wasting no time.
So Sage Milroy is going to check back in, as is Kylie Townsend waiting to check in for the Streaks after the first free throw for Myroth.
Myroth, just that odd-looking side. She's almost shooting it. I believe she's right-handed because that's how she dribbles, but she almost shoots it from the left side of her body.
Yeah, kind of turns it sideways. And so Myroth missed the first, and then I guess this was a shooting foul. Yeah, she kind of turns. She kind of goes up the left side of her body with it and doesn't have it very high when she lets go of it. Raina with it, back to Kayla Townsend, left wing, to Sage Milroy between the circles, out high on the right side, to Raina, backdoor pass to Kayla Townsend, couldn't get the handle on it as it might have been tipped before it got there, and Peoria Christian comes up with a downcourt pass, goes to Fisher, right wing, steps back, fires a three, that's short, rebound comes down to Mahassey. She missed the shot, tipped up by Emily Minert, and Kayla Townsend comes up with it for the Streaks. Kayla on the run in the center circle, cross midcourt, picks up, gives to Raina on the left wing. Back to Kayla between the circles, dribbles right. Now picks up and gets to Raina between the circles. Now it's Sage Milroy left wing. Sage dribbles right, back to Raina between the circles, dribbles right and gives to Kayla right wing. Swing it over to Sage out high on the left side. Now to Raina, top of the key. She'll penetrate. The runner is up. Got blocked, got some contact, no call. Sage Milroy comes up with it. Now to Raina, top of the key. Bounces for Kayla, right wing. Thought about the three, tried to get it into Emily, and a foul reaching from behind is Keezer. Jessica Keezer picks up her first foul, so Emily Minert will go to the free throw line with a chance of the one and bonus.
She hasn't been there that much this year.
Well, let's see. It was missed the front end of a 1-1 in the third quarter the other night against United Township. Didn't get there at all against Springfield. Let's see. Was 5 for 6 as she missed that one against Illini West. And I think that was about 1 for 2 against Metamora. Now quickly back the other way. Myroth misses the left-handed shot but gets her own rebound and puts it up and in. She's got 4 points, make it 33-10 Streaks. Quickly back the other way. Kayla Townsend splits the defenders into the lane, up softly off the front iron and falls through. She's got 8 in the ballgame, make it 35-10. Pace picking up. Quickly back the other way. Mahassey drives left, but she gets fouled, didn't hit the shot, and the foul goes against Kylie Townsend. That is her first foul, so Mahassey at the free throw line with two shots. 2:52 to play first half, and the first shot is an air ball. Just threw nothing but net, but the outside of the net. As Ellen Junk checks in, she'll replace Emily Minert. Back in for Christian is Keshana Watson. 35-10, Streaks lead, 2:52 to play first half. Second shot is up and in for Mahasi. That's her first point of the ball game. Raina Gully with it. Now Kayla Townsend out high on the left side. Dribbles left. Picks up, gives to Raina, top of the key. High post to Kylie Townsend down the right side. Lane kicks out to Sage, right wing. And her pass is over the top, too high for Raina to get. And running it down and missing the layup was Showalter. But Myroth gets the rebound, puts it up, can't hit. And I think Raina's going to get the call on that one. So Myroth will go back to the free throw line. It does go against Raina. That's her second.
Well, Sage has to realize right there that you've got to make a better pass. She went with the overhead pass and tried to skip it over and just left the ball up too high, and it made it impossible for Raina to go up and get.
Myroth hit that one. She's three for seven tonight from the free throw line.
Yep.
2.5 minutes to play first half. Second shot is up. Bounces off no good, and Kylie Townsend goes high for the rebound. It outlets to Raina. Bounces for Lexi, right wing. Lost the handle momentarily. Gets it back and now gets to Sage in the right corner. Puts another, excuse me, that's Ellen Junk with it. Kicks it out to Kylie Townsend. Kayla tried to get it inside to Kylie. And it's knocked away and stolen. Myroth comes up with it for Christian. 2:11 to play first half. Streaks in control, 35-12. Down on the right block, it goes to Watson. She puts it up and in. That's her second basket of the ball game. Make it 35-14. Kayla Townsend for the Streaks. Out high on the left side. Dribbles left. Stops. Kicks down to the baseline to Ellen Junk. Left wing. Lexi for three. That bounces off no good. Raina tips up the rebound. Grabs it. Puts it up. That's too strong. And now the rebound comes down to Watson for Christian. Now this is Myroff on the dribble. Right side. Goes to the right wing. Still on the dribble. Finally picks it up on the wing. Right baseline goes to Fisher. Fisher goes to the wing. Cut off by Kayla Townsend. Now it goes out high to Mahasi. Down on the right block, this is Myroth. Puts a shot up, can't hit. The rebound is going to go off of Ellen Junk last, and Christian will have it on their own left baseline with 1:22 to play in the half. Healdsburg Silver Streak boys basketball coming up for you. Immediately following this game, they will play Peoria Notre Dame. A Streaks win gives them the Thanksgiving tournament championship. And I believe that's the same for the girls here tonight. In fact, I think it might doesn't matter if we win or not, but I'm pretty sure we're going to win this one.
Yeah, I don't know who else would be undefeated right now.
Yeah, I don't think anybody. Is it even
Springfield
with a loss?
Might be with the
other
one loss.
Yeah, they might only with one loss, yeah. Myroth for three left side puts
deep
it up
three.
And in. Same strange-looking shot, but it was effective on that one, 35-17. Now, we don't want that to start just because I want to have a continuous clock here. Left baseline, Lexi with it. Shaley back in. She's in at the high post. Now Kayla Townsend in the center circle. Dribbles right. Back to Lexi out high on the left side. Wide open three. Bounces off too strong. And Raina with a weak side rebound. She pulls it out on the wing. Gives to Kayla between the circles. And she'll dribble right. So see players move around a little bit with Kayla running the point now. And Raina running out on the wing for the Streaks. Ball gets knocked out of bounds on the near side. And Kayla Townsend will inbound. Back in for Christian is Abby Taylor. Inbound comes to Raina. Now she's back out at the point. Left wing to Kayla. Now to Lexi between the circles. Out high right side. It's Raina looking for the back door. Gets it into Kayla in the paint. Three purple jerseys there. She puts it up. Can't hit. But foul's going to go against Abby Taylor. Nice job by Kayla. Went up and made sure she had the ball. Then gathered herself and tried to go toward the basket. Drew the foul. And Kayla Townsend goes to the free throw line with two shots. She's got eight in the game. Looking to get in double figures again for her as well. And that first shot is up and good. Make it nine for the night, 36-17, 40.6 to play here in the first half. Kayla Townsend, second shot is up and good.
Good routine on both of those. She showed some consistency, got a deep knee bend to get her, make sure she got underneath her shot. Nice looking shot.
Showalter with it. Lost the dribble, real high dribble, and they didn't make the carry call on that. Now it's Taylor with it on the left wing. Gets to Myroth. Little right-handed baby hook, no good. Raina with a rebound for the Streaks. 20 seconds to play. Down court it goes to Kayla. A left wing. She'll just fire the three from there and miss that one. Just drew some iron on the backside. Missed that. And Christian will have it with 13.3 to play in the half. Streaks lead 37-17.
Chance to get the streak lead under 20 before the half.
We don't want that. Myroth drives in and does. Puts it up and in. 2 seconds to play. Reyna gets to Lexi. They wanted to get the shot off. Reyna was going to try to put up the three-quarter court shot, and probably a wise move by Myroth. Jumped in front of her, made her alter it, and throw a pass. But we have played one half of basketball. The Galesburg Silver Streaks in control. Streaks lead at 37-19. We'll come back with our halftime report, run down the halftime scoreboard. We'll also talk about the first half and run down the halftime stats and more. Streaks lead at halftime 37-19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Have you ever compared football to your auto insurance? One fumble can cost you the game. And with auto insurance, not having the right amount of coverage is a weak offensive line. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy with Craddy Insurance, your Rockford Mutual Insurance in Galesburg. We'll make sure you have deductibles you're comfortable with, so no matter what play is made, you'll avoid the tackle. And our money-saving auto home discount is an automatic first down. Stop by Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street and find out why Craddy and Rockford Mutual Insurance are the game-winning touchdown.
Tom, you know what's happening next Monday.
Bob, I know exactly what's going on. WGIL's Pick a Present beginning Monday the 30th.
Soon, you can register for weekly exclusive insider game number updates to help your chances of picking the present you really want.
Presents like auto detailing from Dave's Auto Body and Kit's original mug from Century 21 Tucker Swanson. Also, gift certificates from Calico Cat.
Next Monday on Galesburg's Morning News with Tom Meredith and Jim Lee, listen for your first chance to play Pick a Present.
On 93.7 FM and 1400 AM, WGIL.
Galesburg High School girls basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
Black Friday. It's all about getting that perfect deal. For the last few weeks, car buyers from all over the area have made their way to Yem Chevrolet in Galesburg and saved thousands during their Black Friday sales event. But time is running out. Yem's month-long Black Friday event is almost at an end. And during these final days, get the best deals of the year with up to 20% or more off select new Chevys in stock. A new 2015 Chevy Silverado Crew Cab LT 4x4. Take 20% off and save over $9,500. A brand-new 2016 Chevy Traverse. With 12% off, you'll save nearly $4,800. Test drive a new 2015 Silverado 3-quarter ton 4x4. With 17% off, you'll save over $7,700. Take 22% off a new 2015 Chevy Malibu. You'll save nearly $6,000. You can have a new car just in time for the holidays when you shop the final days of the Black Friday sales event. Through Monday only at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC. 2195 North Henderson Road. Tax title license extra. See dealer for details.
Epoxy floors are 100% solid surface for residential, commercial, and industrial. Usable indoors or outside with UV protection. Available in a multitude of colors. They need no maintenance and are food grade safe. Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project.
WGIL's coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball continues with the Silver Streaks halftime report on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
We are at halftime. The Galesburg Silver Streaks lead it 37-19. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at John Thiel Gym. Streaks over the Chargers of Peoria Christian High School at halftime. Glad to have you with us here tonight as the Streaks are in control in this one. A pretty good first half. And, you know, clearly Peoria Christian is outmanned, Eric. But they're playing hard. I mean, the Myroth girl with 10 points all in the second quarter. And, you know, she's almost single-handedly forced most of the Streak turnovers. And again, has really kind of kept them as much in this game as they can be.
Yeah, you know, she's done a good job. You can tell she's an unfinished player, but has some nice attributes. She's a longer guard, pretty quick with the dribble, but can only go with her right hand. And we've seen her hit a couple nice floaters, a strange-looking long three, but it went in, and sometimes that's all you can ask for. And the Watson girl and the Mahasi girl have done a decent job inside battling for offensive rebounds. It's just that the Streaks have been able to get just enough of them to kind of keep this one, you know, from going too much the other way.
Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. The Streaks lead it here 37-19. The boys, a winner earlier today, pretty good game over Chicago King, and they will play Peoria Notre Dame coming up with the win. The Streaks with the outright championship of the tournament, as Moline just lost to King in the game prior to ours here today. Here's the schedule coming up. Again, Notre Dame and the boys will play, and that will be just immediately when we're done with this game. We'll name our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and then Brad and Jim will take over with a pregame for the boys and Peoria Notre Dame. The girls will have a few days off, and they'll be back in action next Thursday night, the next conference game, as the Alleman Pioneers will come to town. And then we'll have our first road game coming up next Saturday. We'll travel down to Dunlap to take on a decent Dunlap Eagles team. They played a couple of pretty good games here in our Thanksgiving tournament. So they may be the only other team that, I don't know, that may not have had a loss or maybe just one loss in this tournament. I'm not sure. Anyway, yeah. But we'll have Dunlap coming up a week from today. It'll be an afternoon game, and we'll have it for you right here. Again, the by the way, the Illinois Fighting Illini, what, 50-49 lead?
53-all with 13:46 left to go in regulation.
As they are taking on the number four Cyclones from Iowa State University down in the, what are they calling this tournament? The Coastal Class or
Emerald Green?
Emerald or something, Emerald. Coastal Classic, I don't know, in Niceville, Florida, which is up in the peninsula, kind of in the Destin area there is where they're playing in Niceville. Almost looks like a high school gym, but it's Northwest Florida University or something like that?
Emerald Coast Classic.
There you go. But the Illini actually playing a pretty good game. They got Kendrick Nunn and Jalen Tate back and played well against UAB the other night and picked up, picked up that victory and playing in the championship game against number four Iowa State tonight. All right, we're at halftime. Streaks leader 37-19. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance agency in Galesburg. We'll come back and check our halftime stats next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM at 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Silver Streaks Girls Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by attorney Tricia Blake at Blake Law Office in downtown Galesburg, and by Caring Hands Animal Clinic. Caring Hands, Caring Hearts, next to Barn Optical on Henderson Street.
Depot Hobby Shop, your source for all things remote control, has moved to the Sears Court at Sandberg Mall. This new location has more space, and they're going to fill it all with more inventory, a slot car track, a model train layout, and a permanent indoor racetrack. Depot Hobby Shop is the place to feed your obsession with remote control cars, trucks, airplanes, and helicopters, plus parts and accessories.
Come see the new store and take advantage of specials while supplies last.
Depot Hobby Shop, Sandberg Mall. Everything you need to make it go, go, go.
One call does it all. And that call is to us, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Hi, I'm Neil Thomas. You already call us when your drains clog, your air conditioning quits, or your furnace goes out. But how about a bathroom remodel? With just one call to us, we take care of the entire project so you don't have to work with four or five contractors. Leave the worries of coordinating all the different trades required to complete your project to us. It's that simple, so give us a call today for a free estimate at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
GHS Girls Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Two Painted Ladies on Seminary Street in Galesburg, offering upcycled furniture and unique handcrafted gifts, and by Animal Medical Center, providing the finest veterinary care possible, corner of Carl Sandburg Drive and Seminary Street.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy with a low of 32 tonight, mostly cloudy with a high of 42 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy as well, low of 32 once again. Monday, rain likely with a high of 41. Monday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain, low of 35. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy throughout the day with a high of 42, overnight low dropping down around 30. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 32 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Streaks lead at 37-19 at halftime. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Streaks with two players in double figures, one nearly there. Lexi Daniels with 10 points, a couple of threes, a couple of twos. 10 points for Kayla Townsville on three baskets, 4 for 4 from the free throw line. 9 points for Shaley on four baskets and 1 for 3 from the free throw line. A basket, 2 points for Kylie Townsville. Streaks with a couple of threes, 7 for 10 from the free throw line. Peoria Christian led by Jordan Myroff, 10 points, all coming in that second quarter, including a three. 4 points for Kashana Watson, two for Jessica Keezer, Madison Fisher, one for Jody Mahasi, 4 for 11 from the free throw line. Could be a much closer game if they were hitting some foul shots. Streaks outscored Christian 21-4 in that first quarter. A little bit closer, just 16-15 in that second quarter.
Yeah, team stats, Streaks only turned the ball over 9 times, but they only forced 13, so closer turnover margin than we've seen in recent games. Streaks with only a 2-rebound advantage there, 17-15, and they're actually being out-rebounded on the offensive board, 6-5. Pierre Christian is 7 of 20 from the field, 1 of 3 from distance. Streaks 14 of 27, 2 of 11 from distance. They only missed 4 shots inside the arc, and promptly Reyna gets a steal.
So the Streaks force a turnover to start the second half, leading 37-19. Our halftime stats brought to you by McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. Shot missed. Shaley with a rebound, puts it up and in. Now she's in double figures with 11 and make it 39-19. Myroth in the paint. It's knocked away by Shaley, and Kylie Townsend comes up with it to Reyna. Reyna to Kayla Townsend. Nope, stolen away. It was Mahasi that got in there and got the steal. Mahasi down the right side against Kayla. Great job by Kayla Townsend. Oh, my goodness. How can you give that ball to Christian? Kayla knocked it down off the leg of Fisher, and it went out of bounds that way off of her knee, and she gave it back to Christian. Now a shot blocked by Shaley on the inbound, blocked Watson. Now it's Reyna. Nice bounce for Kayla Townsend, right side up off the glass and in. Great fast break by the Streaks. 12 for Kayla Townsend, and I think we have the blood on Kayla Townsend somewhere. She gets scratched across the cheek or something, or a lip or something.
Who missed the initial shot of the half for the Streaks?
I didn't see it. I just saw Shaley get the rebound and put it up and in. Well, Kayla's going to go out of the game. Some blood on a lip or something. They're going to have to attend her, so she's got to go off the court. I'm not sure what it was that happened. Yeah, she's kind of messing with the inside of her lip, so must have gotten some coming out of her mouth or something. So Kaylin Boyson checks in. Kaylin's got 3 fouls, by the way. 7 minutes to play, third quarter. Streaks lead at 41-19. And this is Showalter on the dribble. Nearly lost control of it. Now picks it up. Gets to Myroth, but it's stolen away by Reyna. Reyna on the dribble, right side. Splits the defenders up off the glass and in. Faked right and came back to the left inside against Fisher and laid it up and in. And Reyna's got 8. And now a quick timeout called by Greg Myroth, and it's a full timeout. We'll take one as well. 6:43 to play, third quarter. Streaks lead to 43-19. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg High School Girls Basketball is brought to you in part by Dennis Twitty State Farm, helping you manage the risks of everyday life, recover from the unexpected, and realize your dreams. By Office Specialists, providing solutions for your business. And by Templeton Roofing, best in roofs, Galesburg's commercial and residential roofing contractor since 1930.
Exciting news from Dave's Auto Body. We are now F-150 aluminum truck specialists. We're one of the small percentage of shops in the state of Illinois who are equipped to handle this brand new truck. It's exciting for us. It's a great truck. Come to Dave's Auto Body if you need to have it repaired.
93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
43 to play, third quarter. Streets lead 43-19. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson here at John Field Gym. Immediately following this game, Galesburg High boys basketball. Brad and Jim will have it as the Streaks take on the Irish from Peoria Notre Dame. Nice ceremony earlier we carried here, the Galesburg High School Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony that we carried live for you from the Learning Center here at Galesburg High School. Dick Lindstrom doing the honors for that. Nice job. Well, I tried to work it inside. Nice pass or attempt from Myroth into Watson. She couldn't hang on. And another Christian turnover, and the Streaks will bring it back the other way. 6.5 minutes to play, third quarter, 43-19, Streaks lead. Kaylin Boyston tried to swing it over to Lexi, and Lexi able to come down with it. And nice tip pass to Shaley, and she laid it up and in.
Yeah, I don't know how Lexi came down with that ball, yeah. But once she did, she had the wherewithal to get that inside to Shaley, who had a nice post.
Right side, this is Showalter with it inside to Myros. Shot blocked by Shaley, but I think Kaylin Boyston just picked up her 4th foul. She kind of put the hip into Myros as she was going up, and, yep, Kaylin picked up foul number 4. And guessing that Kayla Townsend is going to get up and come back in and replace Kaylin Boydston. First free throw for Myroth. It hit the front of the rim, like low front of the rim, and somehow with a backspin, it actually bounced up and went over and fell through. She's got 11 in the game as Kayla Townsville, Emily Miner check in as Kaylin Boydston and Kylie Townsville will get a break. So the bigger lineup in there for the streak. Second shot, in and out, no good.
And then the ball gets away, and Mahasi's going to miss a jumper.
Emily Miner has to save it in bounds to Reyna.
We get a better look at that free throw from Myroth down at this end, and it's just as weird as it looked from behind.
Now Shaley down on the left block, spins, can't get the shot up and in as it was, I'm not sure if it was Mahasi. Who do they call? Let's see. There was Mahasi. Well, yeah, Mahasi, that's her third foul now. And Shaley goes to the free throw line with two shots and makes that one. They get 46-20 streaks, 5:58 to play third quarter.
The only struggle Shaley's had in this game is from the free throw line. She's now 2 of 4, make it 3 of 5 as she hits the second as well.
15 in the game now for Shaley, 5:55 to play. Right wing with it. This is Showalter. Now it's Fisher down the left side of the lane, throws it up high, and you know, the official, I think, just thought he had to call something because Emily was moving back, and Fisher just kind of went up wildly and ran into her. I mean, had no chance to make the shot the way she threw it up there.
I half agree with you. I think Miner did have a couple bumps early in the sequence, but I almost felt it was one of those situations that if she had made the shot, they weren't going to call anything because, to me, the two fouls occurred well prior to the shot, and I think he was going to just let it go if the shot had gone in, and when it didn't, he then felt forced to blow the whistle.
Fisher hits both free throws, make it 47-22. She's 2 of 3 from the line. She's got 4 points. Left side, it is Lexi with it to Kayla Townsend between the circles. Back to Lexi, left wing. High post, Emily Miter at the free throw line. Kicks back out to Kayla, right baseline to Reyna. Reyna steps outside the three-point arc and gives to Kayla between the circles. Left wing, pass nearly stolen away by Mahasi. Somehow Lexi able to run it down, looks for help, and it's stolen away this time by Showalter. This team does hustle, I'll give them that. Not a ton of talent on the floor, but they are definitely hustlers, and that'll make a difference in their season. Myroff nearly has it knocked away, but Showalter comes up with it. Now it's Watson left wing. Bounces for Mahasi down the left block. Puts it up short on the shot. Nice defense by Reyna. Shaley with a rebound to Reyna. Reyna on the run. Right wing. Now pulls it back out. And kicks it over to Kayla Townsville left wing. To Shaley down the left block. Goes toward the baseline. Back into the paint. Got it knocked away. Kick back out to Kayla. It's out of the key to Reyna. Fakes. Drives in. Right side. Scoops it up. No good, but she's fouled. Reaching in. It's going to be either Fisher or Myroth, I believe. It does go against Madison Fisher. And that's her third as well. So Reyna's going to go to the free throw line with two shots. She's got 8 in the game. 2 for 2 from the line thus far tonight. Her first one is up and good. As Kylie Townsend checks back in, she'll give Shaley a breather. Sage Milroy checking in. And she'll replace Lexi. 4:40 to play in the third quarter, 48-22, the Streaks lead. Where are we at with the Illini?
58-57, Illini, 11:22 left.
Wow. Second one for Reyna is good, and she's in double figures.
We're knocking on the door, Tom.
Yep. And now Myroff leans in, can't hit the shot, reaching in. I'm not sure who's going to go. Kylie Townsend kind of reached from behind, but they're going to call it on Kayla. She was in front of her. And that's her third as Jordan Myroth goes to the free throw line with two shots.
First one up, rattles around and falls in with that funky style.
She's been there a lot tonight. She hasn't hit too many of them, but she's been there a lot. Yeah, it does. I think it looks even more strange from this angle. Missed the second, going high for the rebound. Kylie Townsend, Arena, right wing Sage. Down to the right block to Emily Miner. Leans in. Yep, made the mistake of putting it on the floor and lost the handle on it. Yeah, instead of just grabbing it and taking it up, she took that extra dribble and gave the defender time to get there and bothered her. She lost the ball. Mahasi right wing. She'll learn that, though. She'll learn as she gets a little bit older, just a sophomore. Now travel is going to be called on Myroth with 4:12 to play.
18th turnover of the game now for the Chargers.
Now Ellen Junk checks in. One official didn't see. Well, the official where Ellen was getting ready to check in, and the official closer to her made her wait till the official on this side of the floor indicated she could come in, and then the official on the baseline handing the ball didn't see that. So now we're set. Raina Gully to Kayla Townsend, left of the center circle. Picks up, gets to Raina between the circles. Had Ellen open under the basket. There would have been a tough pass to get through, though. Right wing, Sage. Swing it over to Kayla, left wing. Thought about the drive. Now gives to Raina, top of the key. Back to Kayla, left wing. Swing it over to Sage Milroy on the right wing. Drives baseline. Cut off, looking for help. And tried to get it to Ellen Junk, but it was a low pass. And that went, as Ellen was stepping, it went right through her leg. She didn't have much of a chance to grab that one. Streaks turned it over with 3:44 to play. Myroth across midcourt gives to Fisher out high on the right side. Now it is Showalter with it. Left wing, it goes to Watson. Watson looking over the defense, working against Kylie Townsend. Now to Fisher out between the circles. Left wing, it's Mahasi. Bounces for Watson in the paint, dribbles right. Shot is up, no good, and the rebound's going to go off. Ooh, thought it went off Mahasi last. They're going to say it went off Kylie Townsend. Mahasi, just a sophomore. As we said, Watson, Mahasi, Taylor, all starters, all three just sophomores. Myroth, a senior on this team. This is Myroth with it. Ran into her own player there initially. Now dribbles into the paint. Always makes the same move. Spins to her right, and she puts up the runner up and in. Nice move by Jordan Myroth, and make it 49-25. Now Sage Milroy tried to bounce for Ellen Junk, and again, too far in front of her. Ellen couldn't get a handle on it. This is Mahasi. Dribbles down the right side and just lost it going out of bounds.
Should be easily. Streak ball, and it will
yep.
be.
Goes to the streaks. Now Lexi Daniels, Emily Miner check back in. As Sage Milroy, Ellen Junk will take a break with 2:55 to play in the third. All I'm looking for is that 30-point lead at this point. Not that I don't feel bad for this Peoria Christian team, but I'd rather have the game get over sooner than later. Lexi Daniels, right wing. Kayla Townsend, swing it left wing, and nope, it's stolen away. Too much traffic there. Mahasi, now Raina's going to get called for a reach.
That'll be third.
Yeah, three on Raina now.
Well, and the boys are raring to go, I'm sure, as they want to get out to finish off the night and get a win. So,
30-second timeout called by the Streaks. Evan Massey, 2:42 to play third quarter. Streaks lead of 49-25. So, yeah, the Gilderguy boys and the Irish from Peoria Notre Dame will do battle. A win for the Streaks means they win their side of the Thanksgiving tournament, as the girls are going to do as well. And get into the rest of the regular season. The boys' next action. Let's see. I've got their schedule in my whole pile of stuff here. They will be in action coming up. Let's see. They have Notre Dame tonight. Then next Friday the 4th. Yeah, next Friday, yep. December 4th. They'll have, in fact, a couple of road games in a row. They'll play the 4th up at UT, then the 11th up at Alleman before they come home the 18th against Moline, then back on the road against Bettendorf at the Augustana College in the Iowa-Illinois shootout. That should be a pretty good game between the Streaks and Bettendorf before we head into the holiday tournament season. This is Myroth out between the circles on the dribble against Kayla Towns, a right wing to Showalter. To Myroth, goes and posts up, scoops a shot up off the glass, and good. She's got 16 in the game and make it 49-27 Streaks. It's a 22-point lead now with 2:11 to play in the third. Raina Gully. Nice dish to Emily Miner down on the block, and she should have probably spun into the paint, went toward the baseline, though. Now Raina splits the defenders, gets it up, can't hit, but she's fouled, and I think it's going to go against Kiza.
Well, like we talked about with Emily learning to not put the ball on the floor, I think the other thing she's going to have to learn as she goes along here is how to feel out the defense and where the opening is.
Raina for three, left baseline. That short rebound comes down to Showalter. Now to Myroth across midcourt, left side. Right wing, it goes to Showalter. Now on the block, it's Kieser, and a travel called against Kieser. Nice defense by Kylie Townsend.
20 turnovers now for the Chargers in this one.
I can tell you, as Myroth goes into the lane, get all the way onto her left, I guess her right side as she's going in the lane, because she's going to spin back to the right every time.
Yeah.
This is Kylie Townsend in the high post, kicks out to Lexi, right wing. Now it's Raina, left wing to Kayla Townsend. Kayla puts it on the floor, swings it to Lexi, right baseline. Nice bounce for Emily Miner. That time she didn't put it on the floor. Right up and in. Nice ball movement by the Streaks. Emily Miner, the recipient of the nice ball movement on the pass from Lexi. 51-27 Streaks.
Streaks offense has stalled out for a while there, too, so nice to get 2 points.
Now Mahasi drives in, can't hit the layup. I think Reyna's going to get the call. It does go against Reyna. That's her fourth foul now. With 1:18 to play in the third, 51-27 Streaks. Taylor getting set to check back in for Christian, as is Keezer, and Shaley set to check back in for the Streaks. So Mahasi at the free throw line with two shots.
Misses the first off the back iron.
Shaley replaces Kylie Townsell. Taylor replaces Showalter. 51-27 Streaks. 1:18 to play in the third.
Second one up, and that one's good. Mahasi, 2 of 4 in the game from the stripe now.
Just 2 points in the ball game as Sage Milroy replaces Raina Gully. 1:18 to play, third. Streaks lead it, 51-28. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee along with Galesburg High boys basketball immediately following our broadcast here as the boys take on Peoria Notre Dame. Nice look from Lexi to Shaley down on the left block, and that's what Emily needs to take that lesson right there. Shaley caught, turned, went up with a shot. Shaley with 17 in the game, 53-28. Myroff, nice pass on the baseline to Taylor. Shot blocked by Shaley, and Lexi comes up with it. Now Sage Milroy. Sage goes to the right wing, picks up, looks for help, swings it to Lexi on the left side, down to Shaley on the block, turns up off the glass, got it, and she's fouled by Watson, and that's going to be her fourth foul.
Lexi, 4 assists in the quarter, and I'm pretty sure 3 of them have gone to Shaley now.
Yeah, nice feed that time. Yeah, I think to...
Just the one to Miner.
Yeah, one to Emily, and the rest, I think, to Shaley, as you said. 55-28 Streaks, 45.3 to play in the quarter. Shaley up and good. She's 4 for 4 in the quarter from the line after missing a couple in the first half. So 5 for 7, is that right, in the ball game?
I have her 4 for 6.
Four for six. I'm sorry, you're right, 4 for 6. No, that's right, because that was a one shot there. Now Watson gets behind the Streaks defense, lays it up and in. She's got 6 in the ball game. They get 56-30. 3 from Lexi. Left wing is good. That is her third of the game. She's got 13. They get 59-30. 12 seconds to play. Myroth into the paint. Kicks out to Fisher. Left baseline. She puts it up and in. Madison Fisher. She's got 6. 1 second to play. Three-quarter court shot by Kylie Townsend. Caught the net but was a little bit short. We played 3 quarters of basketball. Not quite to the continuous clock yet, but the Streaks lead it. They're trying. 59-32 will bring you the final 8 minutes coming up next. You're listening to Silver Streak Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL and WGIL.com.
Galesburg Nissan's 5th Annual Fill a Frontier Food Drive is going on now. 10 cans get you an additional $500 off your best deal on any vehicle purchase. You can save $1,000 and get 0% for 72 months on brand new Sentras. Or how about saving $2,000 plus 0% for 72 months on the best-selling Altima? The biggest deals of the year with our Fill a Frontier Food Drive to benefit Fish Food Pantry and the Galesburg Rescue Mission. Huge savings going on now at Galesburg Nissan, where you just can't buy a Nissan for less.
One call does it all, and that call is to us, Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Hi, I'm Neil Thomas. You already call us when your drains clog, your air conditioning quits, or your furnace goes out, but how about a bathroom remodel? With just one call to us, we take care of the entire project so you don't have to work with 4 or 5 contractors. Leave the worries of coordinating all the different trades required to complete your project to us. It's that simple. So give us a call today for a free estimate at Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating.
Hi, it's Tom Meredith. Monday morning, we'll talk with Tina Gummerson from the Project of the Quad Cities about healthcare enrollment as the open enrollment period has started. That'll be at 8:40 on WGIL. Quarter. Streaks lead it 59-32. Tom Meredith, Eric Gibson, and John Thiel Jim. Galesburg High boys basketball to follow immediately here. Streaks and Notre Dame. We're up 59-32 in this one. Sage Milroy, left wing, tried to get to Emily Miner down on the block. It got knocked away, and Christian comes up with it. This is Myroth on the dribble. Into the paint. Didn't spin that time. Threw it up with the left hand. No good. Might have been partially blocked by Shaley, and Kayla Townsend comes up with it. Right wing to Sage Milroy. It bounced off her foot. The pass was kind of in between Lexi and Sage, and I didn't think Sage saw it coming. Kind of bounced off her foot, went out of bounds with the Streaks. With a couple of turnovers here early in the fourth quarter.
Streaks with 17 turnovers now. I'm pretty sure this is their high for the year.
Myroth, right baseline. It goes to Taylor. Out high right side, it's Showalter. Top of the key to Keezer. Back to Taylor. She'll fire the three. Bounces off. No. Shaley with another rebound. And gets to Caleb. Kayla Townsend will set for the Streaks. Left wing, it's Lexi. Left baseline, Emily Minard. Now it is Kayla Townsend. Lexi, left baseline, turns, fires a three, bounces off short. Shaylee, the weak side, rebound up off the glass and in.
Shaylee hasn't missed any of her nine shots from the field.
61-32 streak, 6:42 to play. Let's get a stop and a basket. Taylor with it. Gives to Keezer, right wing, top of the key. That was Fisher. Now it's Myroth into the paint. There's that spin move again. Puts it up and in.
Myroth doesn't care what you think,
Tom. Nope, she doesn't. Now Lexi left wing out to Kayla between the circles. Now Lexi does, though. Tried the long three. Missed it. Emily Minard down with the rebound. Shot blocked, and it's going to be a jump ball. Good call there as Emily got it. And again, put it on the floor rather than just going right back up with it. The possession arrow points toward the Streaks. Again, young player, just a sophomore. She'll mm-hmm. learn those things. And, you know, you catch it, go right back up with it. They don't have a chance to get a hand on it, especially the shorter players like it was in that case. Left baseline, Lexi for three. Good! Thank you very much, Lexi Daniels.
That play just works so often. All it is a catch and replace right there. We see the Streaks do it all the time. They throw it in that corner. The player in the corner dribbles it out, and Lexi replaces after shooting or passing it in. And the defense always in that 2-3 retreats when they see that ball go back up top.
So a 30-point lead for the Streaks, 64-34, 5:46 to play in the ball game. This is Showalter to Myroth, and tried to kick it out to Taylor, and Taylor was not there anymore. And now Coach Massey's going to clear the bench as Megan Lingefelter checks in, as does Andrea Sampson. Ellen Junk back in. Hannah Huppenbauer, 6'1 sophomore. And also in Journey Cruz, a 5'9 junior for the Streaks. Why is the clock stopped? Oh, I guess it's not. I thought it had stopped there.
No. At least 20 or 30 seconds ticked off, and the Streaks are going to throw the ball away immediately.
Yeah, Megan Lingenfelter tried to get to Ellen Junk has had a hard time tonight. She can't get to the passes. They've either been between her legs or way too high, and that one she couldn't even get a finger on, a little bit too high on it. This is Myroth with it. Dribbles right. Down on the right baseline goes to Mahasi. She puts it up and in. She's got 3 points and make it 64-36. Megan Lingenfelter, left wing, and this time Mahasi steals that pass away, got it in the pass lane. Nice hustle getting back by Ellen Junk to cut off Mahasi, but she stops and puts it up off the glass and in.
Well, the thing you could say is that Pure Christian doesn't even have a bench to go to sub out at this part of the game. So
they've got two bench players as all. Now, near turnover by the Streaks. Andrea Sampson tried to get it inside to Journey Cruz, but it's knocked away. Streaks will get it back on the right baseline. Ellen Junk will inbound. Back into the Peoria Christian lineup, Kashana Watson, one of the other sophomore starters for this team. Inbound to Megan Lingefelter on the left baseline, getting fouled from behind is Cruz, and it was Watson that got a piece over, and that's going to be her fourth foul. And Journey Cruz will go to the free throw line, try to get her first points of the season. Oh, no, she's not. I guess it was on the floor. Never mind.
The Illini have just kind of
fallen. Oh, no, that's five fouls, so Watson fouled out, so it was confusing.
The Illini have just kind of fallen apart in their game. They have 3:45 left to go in the game. They're now down 75-62. They, for a long time, were either leading or near the lead in that game. And a three from Megan Lingenfelter.
Down on the left baseline, Megan puts one up and in. And make it 67-38 after a little bit of dry spell for the streak. So Kashana Watson just fouled out for Christian. Now this is Mahasi, a three-pointer. That's long and no good. And she runs down her own rebound, goes down the left side of the lane, throws it up with the right hand too hard. Myroth down with the rebound, puts it up. Good, and she is fouled. And it's going to go against Journey Cruz. That is her first. 16 fouls on the streak. So Myroth back to the free throw line.
I think that might be Megan Lingenfelter's first points of the year.
It may be, as the free throw is up and good for Myroth.
67-41.
She's got 21 of their 41 points as the pass gets knocked away on the near sideline. Streaks will get it back. Ellen Junk will inbound for the Streaks. 2.5 minutes to play in the ball game. We've got continuous clock, and it comes to Journey Cruz, right wing. Andrea Sampson for three. Good! Nice high arc on that one. I know, Andrea, we've had some of her shots have been a little bit flat. That's had a nice high arc on it. But quickly back the other way, it's Madison Fisher lays it up on the right side and in. 70-43 streaks, 2:13 to play. Ellen Junk out high on the left side, picks up, swings it to Andrea Sampson on the right wing.
They had Journey Cruz inside, but could not get the ball in there. Andrea Sampson did not see her in time.
Now Ellen Junk tried to get it inside to Journey, but she tipped it over to Hannah Huppenbauer, who lays it up and in.
And I'm 99% sure that's her first
point. I think that's
her
first of the season. That's right. 72-43 streaks. Now Fisher, a three out high on the left side. That's too strong. And the rebound goes to the floor, and we're going to have a tie-up. That was a quick whistle. As it a couple of different players to touch it. Finally, Journey Cruz came away with it, and that's when the whistle blew. So it's going to go back to Christian with 1:34 to play. Fisher to inbound. And it's knocked away by Hannah Huppenbauer, and they'll do it again with 1:25 to play with a continuous clock. And now Myroth is going to inbound. And it comes to Fisher on the left baseline, right back to Myroth, posts up, turns with the right hand up off the glass and in. Nice job because Megan Lingenfelter was right there, did a decent job defending it. Myroth puts it up and in, 72-45 streaks, 106 to play. Megan Lingenfelter right of the center circle. Now Ellen Junk out high on the left side, penetrates, kicks out to Andrea Sampson, right wing, 15-foot jumper is no good. Ellen down with a rebound and kicks it back out to Andrea Sampson. Now it's Megan Lingenfelter. Ellen Junk out high on the left side. Ellen puts it on the floor, fake, stops. Nice look underneath to Hannah Huppenbauer up off the glass. Rolled it too hard. Oh. Nice play by Ellen Junk. Hannah couldn't get it to fall, though. This is Fisher. Runs down the right side. Nice dish to Showalter. Missed the easy two. Myroth down with a rebound. Lost a handle on it. Fisher runs it down on the far sideline. Gets to Mahasi. She'll fire the three. A high arcer is an air ball. The rebound comes down to Ellen Junk with 25 seconds to play. Ellen down court. Andrea Sampson on the right side. Leans in. Up. Oh, rolled out. No good. Thought she took some contact there. No call with 17 seconds to play. Fisher right side. Bouncer from Mahasi down the right block. And the shot. Oh, Hannah Huppenbauer got called for the foul. She blocked the shot. I think maybe they're going to say the.
It's going to be the last play of the game.
Yeah, it's going to. Time's going to run out. And well, they stopped the clock. Is there? I'm not sure why.
Because of the free throws.
Oh, so just okay. I didn't. So they don't let the time run out on a free throw.
They don't want the horn going off while she's shooting.
Oh, got it. I see. So, but Hannah, it must have been a hand down on the hip or something because it was a clean block.
And technically, she wouldn't be able to shoot the free throws after the game's over.
Right. That's okay. Yeah. So, Mahasi missed the first, made the second. 1:07 to play. And it comes Megan Lingenfelter, and that's going to do it. Final score, the Galesburg Silver Streaks defeats the Chargers of Peoria Christian High School. The final score, Galesburg 72, Peoria Christian 46. So we'll have to do this on the air. We've got to talk about our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. And, you know, I guess crunch time, if you look at it in a game like this, it's early. What happened early? Who did something early to make a difference to help the streaks get out to that early lead, unless you want to go late in the game with a shot or something. But late.
Lexi had 7 points in that first quarter. Uh-huh. Raina had 3 points, a rebound, 3 assists, and a steal. Those were the two that kind of stand out on the offensive end of things and stat wise, I should say, in that first quarter.
I would probably tend, because of just what happened, the control of the floor and what she did defensively, disrupting Peoria Christian as well, and dishing the ball, I would probably tend to go with number 5.
Okay, we'll go with Raina Goley as our Dave's Crunch Time Player of the Game, as we kind of talked about. The crunch time came really early in this one.
Yeah.
10 points in the game for Raina, and she hit 3 from the field, 4 for 4 from the free throw line as the Streaks are getting their tournament trophy, championship trophy. She was a perfect 4 for 4 from the free throw line, 4-5 rebounds in the game, 4 assists and 3 steals. So Raina Goley, our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave. So the Streaks win it by a final of 72-46. They were outscored in that fourth quarter 14-13 by Peoria Christian, but we had the continuous clock going. Shaley led the way, 22 points in the ball game. Streaks with 4 players in double figures. including Shaylee, Raina, Lexi, and Kayla Townsell. Got a couple of threes late, one from Megan Lingefelter, one from Andrea Sampson as well. Megan with her first basket of the season. Hannah Huppenbauer with her first points of the season as well. So, again, a good effort by the Streaks and Peoria High or Peoria Christian team that was definitely outmanned a bit in this game. But Streaks, as you said earlier, kind of at halftime doing what they needed to do in a game like this.
Yeah, you've got to come out. You've got to play with that intensity. The Streaks did that. They looked really good for the first, we'll say, three quarters of the game. Turnovers a little bit high. The Streaks finished the game with 20 turnovers in the game. Don't really want to see that if you're Coach Massey. But, again, I think a lot of those turnovers were the Streaks just trying to push for easier shots than they normally would have in the situation that they were in.
So, 16 points for Lexi, 22 points for Shaylee, 10 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists, 3 steals for Raina Gully, our day's auto body crunch time player of the game, 12 points for Kayla Townsell. 2 points apiece for Emily Meinert, Kylie Townsell, and Hannah Huppenbauer. 3 apiece for Megan Lingefelter and Andrea Sampson. It was Jordan Myroth led the way. I believe she ended up with 21, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 22, 23 points for Jordan Myroth. She was, I believe, the only one in double figures. 8 for Madison Fisher. 6 for Jody Mahasi in the ball game. 6 points for Kashana Watson, 2 points for Jessa Keezer for the Chargers from Peoria Christian High School. Streaks winning here tonight. Final score, Galesburg 72, Peoria Christian 46. Again, Raina Gully is our Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. We will take a timeout, and we're going to come back, and Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee will take over the broadcast booth as Galesburg High boys basketball will be coming up next as they will play also for the title of this Thanksgiving tournament as they take on the Irish from Peoria Notre Dame High School. Streaks win it again, 72-46. For Eric Gibson, I'm Tom Meredith saying goodnight from John Thiel. Jim, we'll be back with Galesburg High boys basketball next.
Live coverage of Galesburg High School girls basketball on WGIL has been brought to you in part by Craddy Insurance Agency on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, McDonald's in Galesburg and Knoxville. I'm loving it. By Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating in Galesburg. You deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. By Courtright Construction of Oneida, the right choice for your next project. By OSF St. Mary Medical Center in Galesburg, all together better. By Dave's Auto Body in Galesburg, you better call Dave's. By Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan on North Henderson Street. You just can't buy a Nissan for less. Proud to bring you Silver Streaks basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.
Trying to convey an idea to somebody else never results in the vision you had in your head. Take matters into your own hands. Let Breedlove Sporting Goods help you design your next t-shirt. Navigate to BreedloveSports.com, click on the t-shirt designer icon, and put your mad design skills to work. Start by picking your canvas, t-shirts, polos, hoodies, even drinkware, signs, and banners. From there, you can customize everything, color, artwork, text, numbers, even upload an image. You can be the designer with Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Get started now at BreedloveSports.com.
Depot Hobby Shop, your source for all things remote control, has moved to the Sears Court at Sandberg Mall. This new location has more space, and they're going to fill it all with more inventory, a slot car track, a model train layout, and a permanent indoor racetrack. Depot Hobby Shop is the place to feed your obsession with remote control cars, trucks, airplanes, and helicopters, plus parts and accessories.
Come see the new store and take advantage of specials while supplies last.
Depot Hobby Shop, Sandberg Mall. Everything you need to make it go, go, go.
It's chocolatey, it's minty, it's downright wintry. It's an indulgent sip of holiday happiness that warms people up but still chills them out. It's like floating across an espresso ocean on an iceberg made of whipped cream and waking up face down on a candy cane beach. It's winter in a cup. It's the holidays served up hot. And you'll like it a latte, which is more than a lot. The McCafe Peppermint Mocha from McDonald's. It's all these things brewed up all season long. Grab one today and make your holiday a little bit cheerier. Limited time only at participating restaurants.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke around the kids in the house. Don't smoke in the car. Don't smoke in the house.
Don't break my heart with your secondhand smoke in the kids.
Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as making your home and car smoke-free zones. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org, brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
Hey, parents of children with asthma, here's another hit from the Breathe Easies.
Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke in the house. Don't smoke around the kids. In the house. Don't smoke in the car. Don't smoke in the house. Don't break my heart with your secondhand smoke. In the kids, it can trigger the asthma.
Preventing asthma attacks can be as simple as making your home and car smoke-free zones. For more Breathe Easy tips to help stop asthma attacks, go to noattacks.org, brought to you by the EPA and the Ad Council.
The official WGIL forecast, mostly cloudy with a low of 32 tonight, mostly cloudy with a high of 42 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy as well, low of 32 once again. Monday, rain likely with a high of 41. Monday night, cloudy with a 50% chance of rain, low of 35. And Tuesday, mostly cloudy throughout the day with a high of 42, overnight low dropping down around 30. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 32 at 93.7 FM and 1400 AM. WGIL.
Thanks for listening to Galesburg High School Girls Basketball on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL. Galesburg Sports.